is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Julie, I haven't had this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Okay.
5 minutes, Claude.
Sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the cough is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can. With FinalNet. FinalNet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. FinalNet holds up longer than you do.
Oh, Trudy, I've kept you waiting.
Oh, no problem, Kate. I can always spend time in the coffee shop.
It took longer to get back from the airport than I thought.
That always does.
Have you had dinner?
Nope, but I'm not hungry. Isabel was going to have dinner on the plane, and David drove to Bellhaven.
David?
An old friend. Look, Trudy, I've got to tell you about my big idea.
What?
Trudy, I rented my first apartment today.
Oh, terrific.
Well, no, it isn't. I'm so ashamed of the place. It's a wreck, and this poor girl with a new baby had to take it. She has no place else.
That's the way things go today.
They don't have to. I'm going over there tomorrow night and paint that apartment myself.
You're out of your mind.
And I want you to come and help me, Trudy.
Me?
Hmm.
It is crazy. Why not?
Then you will?
Sure.
Oh.
Hey, let's take Jeff along. He must be useful in something.
With three, we'd get it done in no time. Will you ask him?
I'll tell him. He needs a mother's voice.
Oh, I can just see that girl's face when she walks in with her baby and finds the place clean.
I can just see your boss's face when he hears about it.
Oh, there's nothing wrong
with
it.
No, just different.
Well, I don't owe Mr. Ross anything. He told me he hired me as a favor. So what have I got to lose?
Joan, is Kate in yet?
No, Mr. Ross. But she's always right on time. She knows you don't want any people coming in early or staying late.
That's overtime. Who needs it? Oh, I wish I knew what to do with her.
I don't think you have to worry. She rented one of the apartments in 614 West Calvert.
Ah. You gotta be kidding.
No, the woman came in last night just before we closed. Signed the lease and paid cash money, as she called it.
And she didn't want anything done? She didn't ask for anything?
No, she was just grateful.
Well, I'll be damned. I gave Kate those listings to get her out of my hair. Oh, what hair?
Mr. Ross, I don't think you know Kate Wakefield at all.
And that's fine with me.
If you did, you'd never have told her you hired her as a favor.
Oh, now I should be a psychiatrist. Look, she was giving me a hard time about those apartments in 614, telling me they weren't fit to live in.
They're not, you know.
Julie, I'm a businessman, so I got a few lemons. If I'm selling potatoes and I got a bag with a few rotten ones, what do? Throw out the bag?
Yes, or send it back.
And go broke. So 45 people in this office are out of work, hmm? Look, you want to see my property?
I've seen it.
Junie, I'm not a rich man. But I'm going to be a hell of a poor one if I go on hiring the Little Sisters of Charity. Now tell Kate I want to see her when she comes in, will you?
Sure.
And tell me something, too. Why don't nice, good-looking girls like you and Kate go home and get married and leave the tough jobs to the men, like in my day?
That's what was wrong with your day, Mr. Ross. Oh, I see Kate's come in. I'll get her. Mr. Ross, take it easy. She's a little innocent yet.
Innocent? Oh, like a kitten with a box of catnip. I ask her to come in, but after I've had an aspirin.
Hi, Hi, Kate.
Oh, hi, Jim.
Congratulations, you did it.
Has Mrs. McHale come in yet?
Last evening.
Oh.
She signed the lease.
That poor girl, she needed that apartment so badly it'd make you cry. Her husband had left her and said he wouldn't come back unless he found enough room for them to live in with the baby.
That's what kills me in this business.
She never even saw how bad it is. But I'm going to make it up to her.
How?
I've got a great idea, Jim.
Tell me later, will you? Mr. Ross wants to see you.
Oh, that's all I need.
Yeah?
Well, you wanted to see me, Mr. Ross.
Oh, come in, Kate. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, I've heard some pretty nice things about you. I hear you rented one of the flats in 614 West Calvert.
Yes, I did.
Now you rent the other one, and I'll give you the raise I promised.
Oh, well, I haven't finished this job yet.
Yeah? When does the tenant move in?
The end of this week. She needs it pretty badly.
Hey, that's good. That means no fuss. Kate, I'm sorry I lost my temper yesterday.
Well, I don't think telling the truth is losing your temper.
I said things I shouldn't, maybe.
Mr. Ross, you did hire me because of a deal you made with Tony Cushing.
Well, business is business, Kate, you know.
Well, I don't, but I'm learning.
Oh, now forget all that, huh? After what you've done, you're here on your own, dear. Anything you want to do.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ross. That's just what I hoped you'd say.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
Oh, Trudy, thanks for meeting me.
Oh, anytime.
I love this tiny, tiny park with a waterfall. I discovered it just the other day.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, what's up? Plans change?
Oh, no. I want to make arrangements for our job tonight.
Hey, okay. I'll have to meet you there at the apartment. I'll come straight from work.
Right. And I'll stop and get the paint and stuff.
Oh, you don't have to.
Oh?
Jeff's bringing everything.
He is going to help us.
He jumped at the idea. He's getting paint, rollers, brushes, a ladder, the works.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Well, all that young man needs is a nudge.
And does he know where to go?
Yeah, I told him.
Uh-huh.
614 West Calvert, apartment 3D. He'll meet us there.
Great.
Hey, have you had lunch?
No, Tony called me. I wasn't going to see him, but... Oh, Trudy, he's so persuasive.
Yeah.
If you're late, don't worry, Trudy.
Jeff and I'll start.
Hello, Tony.
Kate, this is great. Here, have a table reserved.
I'm sorry, I haven't too
well,
much time.
Sit down, take a deep breath. It's something watching you turn to a career girl. Cocktail?
Oh, I'm not that much of a career girl.
Two tomato juice, Joseph. Kate, I recommend the crab meat Louis.
Oh, I love it.
Have you ever had it?
Nope.
Two crab meat Louis, green salad, and the lady likes dessert.
Oh, sorry, I won't have time for that.
This is a celebration.
Of what?
Al told me you rented your first apartment.
Tony, when did he tell you that?
Well, I had to call him this morning, so I asked how you were doing. Just as a friend.
Tony, I really think you and I ought to understand each other.
That's the purpose of the exercise, honey.
Mr. Ross has told me exactly why he hired me.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. As a favor to you.
Al said that?
Part of a deal. You had done a favor for him.
A chowderhead.
Well, at least you don't deny it.
Kate, believe me, when I arranged for you to meet Al, I told you the truth. I don't go around getting jobs for girls as favors. I thought you were good. I thought you could handle the job. I figured I was doing Ross a favor. That cluck hasn't had a new idea since the telephone. As it turns out, I was right. You've already made your first rental.
Oh, and do you know why? Sheer luck.
Oh.
The girl who took that wretched apartment had to have a place to live in. I'm not proud of it. I'm ashamed. But I'm going to make it up to her, Tony.
Make what up?
Trudy and I are going to do a... Oh, just a few things to the place.
What kind of things?
Well, it needs a little paint.
You're not thinking of painting it.
Trudy and I can do that.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it on my own
you
time.
You haven't been in this city long enough to know the score.
Maybe, but I do know that apartment isn't fit to bring a baby into.
Kate, now, I love you for this, but the idea's kooky. It won't work.
I've made the arrangements.
Then cancel them.
No, Tony.
You can't do this, Kate.
Tony, I like being with you. I am grateful for your advice, but I cannot, I will not let you run everything for me. I had all of that I ever want in Bellhaven. If it's a mistake, I'm just going to have to make it.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by the Ocedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray for application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Ladies, this author of Vanity Fair begs permission to delay our story briefly while I speak of your gracious letters. In the most sentimental fashion, I keep them all. And on days when my muse fails me, more often than I care to confess, I turn to them for comfort and inspiration. Oh, thank you, dear listener. Thank you. Now, let us get on. Becky Sharp has had the news, long awaited, though she believed it prudent to pretend she cared not a fig when Miss Crawley made the announcement.
It's your second son, my darling nephew, arrives at Queen's Crawley tomorrow. Miss Sharp, you shall meet the dear boy.
I fear I'll be awfully busy tomorrow, Miss Crawley. Sir Pitt's accounts.
As soon as dinner ends,
A sumptuous affair in honor of Miss Crawley's presence. What a contrast to the parsimonious crumbs usually served at the hall. As soon as the meal ends, Becky makes an excuse to hasten to her quarters where she gives the news to Giles.
Captain Roden? Oh, Miss Becky.
Tomorrow?
Oh, dear.
Now, why do you stand all worried?
Because it's worrisome. I don't know how I should behave.
Why, like yourself, miss.
Oh, I have many selves.
That you do.
Which one am I to be for Captain Crawley?
Your prettiest self. All merry and cutting jokes and... Oh, you'll win him straight away, Miss Becky.
But should I? Should I even try?
Have you had too much wine, ma'am? Of course you should. It's what you want. You've said it more than once.
I want to win him, but I don't know if Miss Crawley wants me to win him.
Why ever not?
I am a governess.
Oh.
No doubt she thinks only a princess of the realm, or at the very least a duchess, is good enough for her precious nephew.
Likely. But that don't mean she'll expect she'll not sow his wild oat.
I do not wish to be a wild oat.
No, ma'am. But she can think 'tis what you are, and shall not take it serious.
But I will.
Oh, yes. And so will Captain Roden.
Oh, listen to us, as if all is certain and it isn't. But you do see I must stay in Miss Crawley's good graces.
I do, I do.
But to be sure, I've made a conquest of her.
Oh,
but
it was lovely how you done it, Miss Becky.
I was clever, if I do say so. Uh-huh. But she's clever as well. She must not see through me, or never will she take me to London. I'll be forever sentenced to this house.
See through if you fall in love with Captain Roden?
It may be. I'm already in love with him.
Oh, go on. You've not met him, you haven't.
I like everything you said of him. All of it.
And right well you like the fortune you'll have from Miss Crawley.
You're the one that sees through me. I confess, it's that fortune I'm in love with like everyone else. But I do truly like all you said of Captain Crawley. I've pretended to his aunt that I'm not interested. Easy enough now, but when he's here... Are you certain she favors wild oats?
She's sowed her own oats, she has.
Now, how could you know such a thing?
Well, I waited table last summer, one luncheon time. Sir Pitt ragged her no end about a French gentleman. She didn't marry him, but, well, from what I heard, she ought to have done.
Oh, how wicked. Fie, and for shame, Miss Crawley.
You know how it is in France.
Yes, dear Mama told me.
Begging your pardon, miss. Mm. You'd best have a care with your pretty stories. Your sad story of how you'd known Mama since you was a wee one.
That's not a story. It's true.
Then don't be saying your Mama told you of wicked French gentlemen and ladies. Told you when you was but three.
Oh. I must get to Miss Crawley. She's ordered me to sit with her on the terrace. I make you a promise, Giles. I'll draw her out like a thread through a needle and learn how she feels about me and Captain Roden Crawley of His Majesty's Horse Guard.
Captain Roden Crawley of His Majesty's Horse Guards. Yes, it does have a romantic ring, does it not, dear ladies? Hearken to its tune until I return with Becky and Miss Crawley. Seated on the terrace, a young girl, an old woman. How wide the span of age between. But a full moon cares not, shining with equal splendor upon them both.
Now, my dear, what is this about how you'll be too busy tomorrow with my brother's tiresome account?
Oh, they're in a sorry tangle, Miss Crawley.
Rebecca! Do you not wish to make the acquaintance of my nephew? And if not, why not?
Oh, I do. Of course I do. And shall in good time.
Miss Becky, what is this curious disposition?
I believe I can tell you the truth, Miss Crawley. A dangerous truth, perhaps. I'm afraid I shall like him too much, having met him.
Why, what nonsense!
But surely he is in love with some London lady?
What if he is? A young man must sow his wild oats, must he not? A pretty flirtation while he's here can do no harm, can it? You'd not mind, truly?
My dear girl, I shall foster it. My mind is of romantic turn. When I was young and beautiful, there was a dear man in France. I was beautiful. You may not think it the way I've fattened and fossilized and run to seed. Oh, how I hate it, and how well Mr. Shakespeare wrote of age. The sear and yellow leaf. Dear, how did I get to find so wretched a subject?
You were remembering a gentleman in France.
Yeah. Where is he now? Seared and yellowed, stricken with years, full of sleep. I cannot bear to think on it. I knew him in the flower of his manhood. What is that line? What is it, Rebecca, about a golden lad?
Shakespeare again, but I doubt you'd like me to quote it.
I order you to quote it. Golden lads and girls all must, like chimney sweepers, come to dust. Ah, to think Rawdon someday, and you one day. Oh, my dear child, make the most of youth while you have it, so soon it passes. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Old time is still a-flying. Aren't we poetic tonight? It's that terrible moon. I do despise moonlight. It makes me remember things at my age best forgot.
Pierre and France.
One remembers only the sweet. I must remember the sour, or I shall wish, bold fool that I am. The truth is, Pierre was vain, faithless, a liar, a rogue. But like all Frenchmen, he knew how to love, and he loved Matilda Crawley.
Oh, Miss Matilda Crawley, I am the one who weeps. I see you and Pierre in the moonlight. A golden lad, a golden girl.
I believe you do see. And as long as you see us both, we have not, Pierre and I, like chimney sweeps, turned to dust. Enough, enough, I can bear no more. Tomorrow, Rawdon. He is the golden lad. You are the golden girl. I give you both my blessing.
Oh, dear ladies, how many of you are remembering the past? How many dreaming of the future? Dream, remember, so shall I too, and return to you tomorrow. Your romantic servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. Check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Final Net, gives your hair a great long-lasting hold.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net. the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
What's the matter with you tonight? You're late to dinner.
I'm all right.
No, you're not. I know you too well. Problems at the office?
Oh.
Come on, tell me. I know I don't always understand all your business problems, but that's what a wife is for. Somebody to whom you can tell your problems.
Oh, this isn't exactly the kind of a problem you tell your wife.
You want a divorce? Falling in love with somebody else?
Oh, don't be silly.
All right, what is it?
Oh, it's just something I don't know how to handle.
Well?
I don't know. It's very hard to tell you.
Why me?
It's just sort of nutty.
Go ahead.
You think I'm attractive to women?
Oh, I married you.
Yeah, I know, but that was some time ago. Do you think I'm still attractive to women?
Well, you are to me. I assume you are to other women. Look at that party we were at last Saturday. That gorgeous blonde Mrs. Wilkins came up and said, your husband is fascinating. What in the world did you say to her?
Nothing. I don't remember opening my mouth. I just listened. She talks all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes many a man fascinating, a good listener.
Well, what attracted you to me?
It's so long ago. I loved you.
But what attracted you to me?
Well, you know, there's an old Persian saying from the Sanskrit. Aim at 7 things in marriage and all the rest you may disparage.
What are the 7 things?
Well, let's see if I remember. Get money, good looks, the knowledge of books, good family, youth, position, and truth.
Well, I don't seem to have had any of those things. I certainly didn't have any money. I'm not handsome.
Oh, yes, you are.
Well, I'm hardly an intellectual.
Well, you're bright. You're very bright.
Oh, my family's pretty average. Lord knows I was young, but I didn't have any position. But I guess I was honest.
Well, you filled the bill, dear. And I loved you. Now, what's your problem?
Well, it seems too ridiculous to even talk about.
Well, let's talk about it, then. I like ridiculous things. I get to the point.
I just don't know what to do about it.
About what?
I think Myra Perkins is in love with me.
Oh, doesn't that make you feel good? Who is she?
Myra Perkins, Miss Perkins, my secretary.
Oh, the Myra threw me. I just always think of her as Miss Perkins. She's in love with you?
Well, yes, I think so, and it's very awkward.
Oh, all secretaries fall in love with their handsome employers.
It's not that simple. I like a purely objective business relationship. And she dotes on me. She fusses over me. She worries about me, insists I take my vitamin pills, that sort of thing. You know?
I know, and I like it. It saves me worrying about all those details.
Well, you don't even seem jealous. Miss Perkins is very attractive.
Oh, dear, you obviously are not interested in her. You wouldn't be telling me about it, though. What is your problem?
I'm just wondering if I should fire her or not.
Why should you fire her?
Well, she's just getting too darn possessive, or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I wouldn't worry.
What does that mean?
It means I'm not worrying.
Well, that's not very flattering.
Oh, honey.
You mean you don't care if I have an affair?
Oh, have an affair. You're much too old-fashioned, as our children would say, for one thing. And anyhow, if you intended to, you wouldn't tell me. So now what is it? What's the problem?
Well, I just don't know what to do about it.
About what, dear?
The fact that Miss Perkins is so obviously, well, in love with me.
Now, what makes you think so?
I just told you, she waits on me hand and foot. She worries about me. And today, she burst into tears.
Why?
I don't know. She got hysterical. What it meant to her to work for me. Didn't know what she'd do without me. How the happiest days of her life have been spent with me.
Really?
In the office.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
That's what she meant, in the office.
Uh-huh.
She apologized for getting emotional. She leaned her head against me, and I sort of patted her shoulder.
Mm-hmm. You sure it was her shoulder?
Oh, come on. Cut it out, will you? You're always making jokes when I'm serious. Why do you suppose I'm telling you all this?
I don't have any idea. The wife is supposed to be the last to know. You're just spoiling the whole thing for me.
Oh, forget it, will you? There's no sense trying to tell you anything.
All right. I don't know what you want from me, then.
I want some advice.
Well, about what? You're a big boy. Can't you handle a dewy-eyed secretary?
No. I don't know what's gotten into her lately.
Well, I'm not going to play the jealous wife and go down there and shoot her. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in jail because of Miss Perkins. I hardly know her.
I'm going to have to fire her. That's the only solution.
You know, that's a shame when she's such an efficient secretary, you know.
Greatest secretary in the world.
Hello. Yes? Oh, for heaven's sake. We were just a second talking about you. Yes, we were. I know. I'm a little apathetic.
What does she want? Calling me at home is...
You want him? You want him? He's right here. What? Oh. Yes. Yes. Yes.
What is it?
Yes. Yeah. Goodbye. Coming over. Wants to talk to me.
To you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose she wants?
Maybe she wants me to give you up.
Well, that's ridiculous. I'd never even given her a second thought.
So you say. Well, I'll hear her out and get her side. But if it comes to a divorce, I want the house and the dog. You can have the cat and the children.
You know, women have the weirdest sense of humor at the most crucial point in their lives.
Oh, go down to the village store and have a cup of coffee. Miss Perkins wants to see me alone.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Now, Miss Perkins, I understand perfectly, and I can do my best to explain most diplomatically to my husband.
Oh, I can't tell you how upset I've been.
Yes.
I know how he counts on me for everything, and I just haven't been able to tell him.
When are you planning to be married, Miss Perkins?
As soon as possible, but I've tried to explain to my fiancé, Mr. Mooley, that I couldn't possibly leave Mr. Baxter's employ until he found a suitable replacement.
Yes, of course. Now, are you sure you don't want to continue working after your marriage, Miss Perkins?
My fiancé, Mr. Mooley, doesn't believe in wives working.
Oh, I see.
But I told him that I most certainly will continue working until your husband, well, until Mr. Baxter finds someone who's quite satisfactory to him.
Yes, well,
but you just don't know how hard it's been to try to tell him that I was leaving.
Yes.
He counts on me so.
Yes,
it was just terrible today. I tried to tell him how much working for him meant to me, but still, and I knew he was so upset because he must have guessed that.
Well, no, he didn't guess that. But now, look, Miss Perkins, I'll explain everything to him, so just stop worrying now.
Oh, Mrs. Baxter, I do hope so. But be sure and tell him that I'll stay on the job until he gets a new secretary that he likes and is most efficient.
I will, yes, and that's very good of you, Miss Perkins.
I'll train the secretary myself because Mr. Baxter's very fussy. He's really just a perfectionist.
Is that so?
Oh, my, yes. You have to be right on your toes to take dictation from Mr. Baxter. And he wants all the typing letter perfect. And 5 minutes after he dictated it, too.
Oh, my goodness, sounds like a slave driver.
Oh, no, he's wonderful to work for. I just hope his new secretary remembers his vitamins and things like that. That he likes his pastrami on rye bread and his ham and cheese on pumpernickel. Uh-huh. And his club sandwiches on whole wheat. So, I'm just going to worry about him.
Well, Miss Perkins, now, Mr. Baxter's going to be just miserable to lose you. But I know that when I tell him you're going to be married, he's going to be so happy for you. Now, just don't you worry at all.
She's getting married? What do you mean she's getting married?
How else can you say Miss Perkins is getting married? She won't leave until she gets a new secretary broken in for you. One who remembers you like club sandwiches on whole wheat.
You mean she's quitting just to get married?
Just? Unless, aren't you glad now you don't have to fire her?
She's quitting right in the middle of our new sales campaign?
Oh
boy, that's loyalty for you, isn't it? 6 million details that only Miss Perkins can handle. When anything is lost at the office, it's Miss Perkins who finds it. If you want something done properly and quickly, Miss Perkins is the only one who can do it and do it right. It seems pretty stupid to me to quit a perfectly good job. Why, she only got a raise just 3 months ago. Who is this half-baked clown she's marrying?
Well, I don't know that he's half-baked. She showed me his picture. He looked pretty well done to me. 6'4".
6'4"?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miss Perkins is barely 5 feet.
So? Look, aren't you relieved to know she's not carrying the torch for you? Don't you want her to be happy?
Well, of course. Yes, naturally. Well. It's just that she's so darn efficient now to have to replace her. Well, certainly I want her to be happy, naturally.
Oh. Frankly, however, I think you were right.
About what?
Oh, if you hadn't been married, if you were single, I think, you know. Miss Perkins realized it was hopeless, that she was dreaming the impossible dream. And, you know, look, you're a very attractive man.
Oh, for Pete's sake, you don't think my feelings are hurt because...
No, of course not. Goodness, no.
Well, they're not.
That's what I said.
Come on, cut it out, will you? All I meant was that... It's a crummy thing to do,
yeah.
To get married at the start of our new sales campaign. That's all I meant.
Yes, it is a rotten thing to do. It's very selfish.
The Little Things in Life with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden was written by Peg Lynch and directed by Warren Somerville and has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, well, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Swissair Flight 165 for Zurich, now boarding at gate 17. All passengers who originally boarded at Chicago, please return to the flight with your boarding pass.
Please, operator, keep on ringing. I know he has to be there. Please, good answer.
Transportation to downtown Boston available on the lower level.
I'm sorry, but your Zurich number doesn't answer.
Oh, just another second, please.
Hello? Hello.
Hello. Is this 7492?
Yes, it is. And it's 3 a.m, whoever you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number. I'm calling Curtis Rogers.
Curtis Rogers? Who is this? Who are you calling? Oh, my God.
I'm terribly sorry. I must have the wrong number.
Oh, no. No, it is no mistake.
I don't understand. Is Curtis Rogers there?
No. No, you see, I have sublet his apartment. He's moved into a hotel.
Oh. What hotel?
I don't know.
Well, how will I find him? I'm on my way to Zurich.
I'll tell the concierge. She knows where he is.
Oh, thank you.
She'll get word to him and he can meet you.
Oh, could you? That would be wonderful.
Your name?
Lynn Carter. I'm a friend of his. He doesn't know I'm coming.
Chicago,
when do you arrive?
At 10:50, flight 165. Oh, I have to run now. They're announcing my flight. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's nothing.
I'm so sorry for waking you. You're very kind. Oh, what's your name?
I'll see he gets the message. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Why is she coming here now? Good? Good. Wake up.
What?
Wake up.
What time is it?
3 a.m.
What's the matter with you? Oh, my head.
The hell with your head. Wake up.
What's wrong? Is there a fire?
Worse than that. Lynn Carter is on her way to Zurich.
What did you say?
Your intended bride is on her way to Zurich.
What do you mean, Lynn?
Yes, she just called now.
Now? The phone?
If you hadn't had so much to drink. She just called from the States. She's on the plane now, on her way here.
Why? She talked to you?
Yes. We had a very interesting conversation.
My God, what does she think?
She thinks you are at a hotel. I said I rented your apartment.
Oh, God. Lisa, what would I do without you?
You've got to get out of here.
Now?
The sooner the better.
Why?
Well, we have to get you into a hotel.
What hotel?
The Adler. It's right around the corner.
What's the rush?
Don't argue, Kurt.
Now, wait a minute. Lisa.
She thinks you're in a hotel. I couldn't give her the name of one. I couldn't think that fast.
When does she get in?
10:50 this morning.
There's plenty of time. The question is, why is she coming to Zurich?
She didn't tell me, darling.
What does this do to our plans?
Well, there won't be any plan if she ever finds out you were here when she called.
Let's see. Renee hasn't told Herr Hoffman anything yet.
He's seeing him first thing in the morning. He'll tell Hoffman you're all right. There's nothing to worry about.
I'll meet Lynn at the airport to get her checked in at a hotel.
Why is she coming here?
She wants to see me. I told you, she's all set to get married.
Oh, I guess everything will work out all right. I'll get the money for the bracelet, first thing.
I wonder if anything happened in Chicago.
Her father knows nothing. Nothing at all.
Unless Renee has told Herr Hoffman.
What, about Davos? About me?
Yes.
If Lynn knew that, she wouldn't bother to fly to Zurich. And anyway, I think we can trust Rene to keep his mouth shut.
You gave him enough money to get our story across.
All Mr. Carter is going to hear about is good things. Just what a father wants to know about his future son-in-law.
Just let his daughter fly off to Zurich and dropped his wife off at an Art Guild dinner. You look remarkably calm, Dad.
Well, Jason, after a lifetime of surprises, one learns to roll with the punches. I'm sorry Emily couldn't join us for dinner. She likes the Lakeshore Club. She all right?
Yes, she's fine. Jennifer and Susie had something planned for tonight. Dad, you know, you've got to let Lynn live her own life. You always have been too protective.
Well, the problem with life is you don't know what you should have done until what you did blows up in your face. You know, Lynn was furious with me for having Curtis Rogers checked out with my friend Herr Hoffman and Zurich.
Well, as a father, it's understandable. From Lynn's viewpoint, well... Oh, do you want dessert?
Oh, I don't dare.
Huh?
No, I'm sure Caroline can smell apple pie on my breath, and she's watching my waist.
Well, good for her. She wants to keep you around for a while.
Yeah. How are you here for my namesake?
Oh, he's settling in.
I'm glad he made it at Harvard.
Mm.
If he needs a word here or there, let me know. I didn't stay active in alumni affairs for nothing.
Oh, Dad, he'd have a fit. He wants to do it himself.
Wait until he gets in some kind of trouble, then he'll appreciate a leg up.
Oh, by the way, when does Anne come out for a visit?
Oh, next week. And I'm not sure it's just for a visit.
Well, I thought she liked having an apartment in town.
Jason, I'm afraid she's running away from a broken romance.
Oh. Well, Dad, it's not romance now. It's a relationship.
Ah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, she and Caroline were on the phone for almost an hour. I'll be glad to see her. You know, I miss Lynn already.
Mm. Lynn and Ann could almost have been sisters. They hit it off so well.
Well, the fact that Ann will eventually inherit a fortune from her father's estate hasn't affected them at all.
You were very lucky in your second marriage, Dad. I know Mother would not have wished more for you.
We all owe a lot to your mother, Jason. Even Caroline. You know, she paid her the supreme compliment the other night.
Oh, what was that?
She said that your mother made her happiness with me possible.
Hmm.
That she knew that she was benefiting from all the preliminary work your mother had done on me.
Well, Caroline's a wise woman. Many second wives are jealous.
Oh, not Caroline.
Well, jealousy can be a problem, Dad. We've got a situation like that right now.
Oh, in your family?
Well, it concerns Angela, and as Emily's sister, well, she's family.
And who's the jealous one?
The wife of one of our doctors. She's absolutely certain her husband is in love with Angela.
Are you sure there's nothing there? Angela's a damned handsome woman.
Well, Dad, it's a problem I'm going to have to deal with somehow.
Oh, I'll hand your advice right back to you, Jason.
What?
Just be careful about interfering in other people's lives. I'm afraid I haven't done a good job with Lynn. Oh, I hope that Kurt is the right man for her.
Lynn! Lynn, over here, darling.
Oh, Kurt.
It seems as though it's been forever.
Oh, me too.
Why did you come back? I'm practically on my way to Chicago. I gave up my apartment.
I know. I called you last night, and this nice woman who had every right to be furious with me answered the phone. Who is she? I really must apologize to her. Oh, come on. Let's get my bag, and then we'll...
We sit down quietly over some white wine and talk of our future.
And to Hold has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.